Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. You want to party all the time, party all the time.
Ike went into break singing Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time. That happened. WIP Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin along with Ike Reese. Jack
Who else
Fritz.
Is thinking about Party All the Time right now besides Ike? Does Eddie Murphy know he recorded this?
Dude, it was a hit.
There's no way this was a hit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How do you guys literally prop up the 80s and 90s? Like, this is awesome.
It's awesome. It's a moment in time.
Yep.
Come on, man. So coming up at 4, we'll have Elliot Shore Parks in to talk about the Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman press conference. Your calls in a moment, 215-592-9494. Right now, the Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, what would your reaction be if the Eagles take a guard with the 22nd pick? 56% annoyed, 44% happy. Now, speaking of happy, we'll get to this in a moment. I did say my wife made a big life change.
Mm-hmm.
After begging her for 5 or 6 years to get an iPhone, so A, when she texts me pictures, they come in full size or videos. B, even when I'm texting her so that it comes up blue instead of green, I begged.
Yeah.
She went through several Samsung Galaxies. She finally has an iPhone. I feel so comfortable. I can't believe I was married to somebody who was green bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She now, finally gave in.
Yeah. I judge people, unfortunately, by whether my text shows up blue or green.
Oh.
Do you have that?
So you're saying you basically judge people on whether or not they have an Android
or an iPhone. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not Mr. Apple guy or anything, but get with the
program.
Well,
you sound like it.
Come on.
Well, you're an elitist.
Yeah. If you're going to send me a picture, I want it to be full size.
Well, also, I can't tell you if it's a fake number or not. You
yes.
know, like, basically, it's green. I think this could be a landline.
Yeah.
I don't want to text a landline.
A landline.
Yeah. Come on. So
now I got to go back through all my text messages to see who all has a green, like, green button, because some of them are in there.
So you don't notice right away? I notice right away.
I do notice, but I always forget which is the iPhone versus
blue.
Well, how do you forget, though?
Because I've never cared.
But I think you do.
Remembers.
I do think you do. I really do think you do care.
No, I don't care.
I think you do. You don't get the bubbles up with the green text messages. You get there's no warning it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, like the read receipt you can't leave on for people to know.
You don't read receipt, do you?
Oh, I leave read on, yeah.
What is that?
Oh, so people know if you read the text or not.
And then I don't respond.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you leave that on?
Yeah, I do.
How do you take that off?
I don't know.
It's in settings somewhere. You can't leave read receipt.
Well, I leave it on so they know that I did read it.
And you didn't respond.
Exactly right. It's called taking control back in the text message.
Power move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It also took her 8 hours to switch from her Android to her iPhone because she refused to delete the pictures off her phone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So she,
you're married to Cindy?
Well, that's the hard part. Yeah, that's the hard part, man. She got pictures and videos.
Well, they're on the cloud somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, she needs to have them on the phone. Whatever. Yeah. I love her, but what are we doing here? Yeah, I'm glad she has the
I'm
iPhone.
Glad you threw
now.
That in there.
Yeah,
the
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
Even though she was an Android user.
Yeah. Well, she's new to this. She's never had, I have to get that in there because the whole thing, the talking about your wife on the radio.
Yeah.
She hasn't gone through that.
Never had to experience that.
Right.
It can be a little.
I'm sure she just got text messages.
I mean, earlier in my career in doing this, I had to tell Renee, relax. Like, yeah, just.
It's fine.
Yeah, let me cook. Let me do what I do here on the rail.
Well,
yeah.
But Renee didn't start listening to the show a year ago.
No, stop. Not just a year ago. My point is that when she would hear somebody tell her about something I said on the air, which is usually what happens.
Yep.
If somebody will text her, Ike was on air talking about this, that, and the other. So, and sometimes when we story tell, the story is embellished a little bit sometimes. That's the fun part about storytelling.
That boy almost got a 10-incher.
That part is not embellished.
Chris in Middletown.
I've never
Welcome
heard that
in,
one.
Buddy. Such Welcome in. Yep.
Yes, yes. Chris, yeah, he's back in his comfort zone. Yes.
Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
What a mess. What a mess. I'm walking into this show here. So, first of all, show name, again, mentioned before, Spike, Ike, and Ball Boy Show, my favorite.
I like that. I don't mind that one.
Yeah, Spike, first of all, I got to get to some call business here with you. So last time, you know, you came in with the rules. So I think Ike and Jack will agree with me. You're not allowed to implement any rules for the callers, how it's supposed to go, until you appropriately learn to pause.
Well, let me tell you something, Chris. You already
Spike
broke the rule.
Spike has more to learn than the callers, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you already broke the rule, man.
And until you learn to pause, you know, I'm not going to follow any rules here. So, and here's another thing, too. So I want to put it out there. You know, I'm glad you're here.
Nah. You're going to follow the rules, buddy. Tom in Abington, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's up, Tom?
I'm sorry. Hey, rules are rules.
Welcome home, Spike.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to a real sports town. To hit the sports first, and don't cut me off at the end, Spike. I got important business.
Okay.
The end, but, man, when he started talking about Reddick, it just brought me back to Craig Carton.
What Craig said was that there was something within the locker room that couldn't, just for anyone who doesn't remember, Craig reported at a certain point, I don't know, a month ago, that something happened within the locker room that was unsolvable and that one Eagle would be traded or wouldn't be back or something to that effect. So that's
would
what you're talking about, right?
Any group of men is what he said.
Right.
He did.
So, I mean, when do we get rid of a guy at this caliber, at this age? He's not old.
No.
So I keep going back to that, and I think that something happened between Reddick and Hurts, and it's unrepairable.
I don't know. I don't know, Tom. I understand, you know, our minds start to wander. Stuff gets reported. Craig said this a couple months ago. This is actually, it's ironic because it's actually what led up to the AJ situation.
Yep.
This all happened in that week. This happened. Craig said this on like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
It was a busy week.
Yeah, and it was a busy week. So this all led up to that. And so, I don't know, maybe AJ got wind of all of this stuff being said. And then it irritated him. But to your point, Tom, that stuff is out there. I don't want to be irresponsible by adding on to that because I haven't heard anything, so I don't know.
That's the problem. Like, nobody's heard anything, and that leads us to speculate. So that's what I'm doing out here. I'm speculating.
Fine. You could do it. Yeah, AJ's not going to call you.
Well, you never know. He's got nothing to do.
Well, Tom's number is.
Yeah. You never know. What was the other thing you had, Tom?
Well, I just want to say, man, Spike, you're a little quick on the trigger finger there. Like Tom from Vancouver, man, you cut him off. I mean, his sports point might have been terrible, but, man, you got rid of him quick. But I will say this.
Yeah.
I do see this coming down the line. And be prepared for a lot of caller-on-caller crime with this show, because that's like a staple.
Yep.
I am looking forward to the troll from Depper being cut off, because his calls are so bad that no other show takes them. And he obviously got off the wrong foot with you.
Well, as far as obviously, I want him to treat everybody on this show with respect. The caller on caller crime, if it happens, it happens. That's not my purview.
It's happening right now.
So, yeah, right. You're doing it. I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Thank you for the call, Tom. But as far as Andy going at me, he did that thing on the first show and has not done anything since.
Yeah.
So I think I'm good with Andy for now.
Yeah.
As far as having quick trigger finger, look, once your point is done, I love the callers. I want to be clear, and you know this. From when I was a kid with listening to Levi to now with all of our great callers, all of our regulars and our somewhat regulars and our non-regulars, I have an enormous respect for the WIP listener, for you, the caller, 100%. However, most of the good part of what you have to say is right at the very beginning, which is why I want you to put it there. And sometimes I will casually let you go in the not in the middle of a sentence, but as I'm about to answer.
Except for Herb.
You told me that.
Yeah. Well, because Yeah, that'll be interesting the first time you two have a conversation with each other.
Yeah, real conversation. Real deep. Yeah, we got to do that beginning of a segment so we have the whole segment. Mark Sledgehammer, am I supposed to introduce
him? Sledgehammer, yes.
Okay,
Mark the Sledgehammer.
Mark the Sledgehammer, you're on WIP.
Ike and Spike and a Spritz of Fritz. What's up, Spike? Welcome back home.
Sledgehammer, what's happening, brother?
Not much, Ike. How you been?
Been okay, man. Long time no hear.
I know, it's been a while. But real quick, 2 seconds. I'm going trout fishing because we obviously need help out in the outfield. And then on to the Eagles. First three rounds, I want defense. I mean, we got plenty of offensive weapons. Mm-hmm. We need to build up that defense. Like, if 22nd pick is too early for Trout Jr., I definitely want him somewhere in the second or third round. First round, I want that cornerback everyone's been talking about who can play corner, safety, and special teams. I mean, that's a pretty versatile player, if you ask me, to be able to pick up that early.
Well, special teams aren't that important.
I don't know. What do you think, Ike? Especially
hey, only the field goal kickers.
But no, I mean,
and that's
I mean,
where our game is at now, Mark. Yeah, they've only made the field goal kickers important now.
But no, I mean, you know, to have a player that versatile and you can pick him up that early, and we need all the help we can get in the secondary.
Yep.
I mean, he's a very good target to pick up for the first round. And then, like I said, somewhere along the way, I want Trot Jr. If he's anything like his father, that's going to be something scary in the middle of that defense that, you know, quarterbacks aren't going to want to go to.
Yeah, and I still wouldn't rule out the Eagles drafting a linebacker because here's the thing. Unless they plan on re-signing Devin White if he has a breakout year, if he has a bounce back year, and they're going to give him big money, he's going to be gone after this one season.
Well, that's the plus and the minus of these one-year deals. Yep. The plus is you're not on the hook if they're no good. The minus is you're
going to be faced with that decision as to whether or not
keep
re-sign him.
Or not keep
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, hey, Mark, is the sledgehammer thing, is that
the camera?
Yeah, is it a thing I shouldn't ask about, or?
It's the camera thing because he calls himself the hammer. So I kind of got inducted with the sledgehammer thing because I was always anti-hammer, trying to, you know, pick on him and stuff. So
fair enough.
It just kind of grew.
Fair enough. So we've been talking about Howie's comment about Hassan Reddick, and we will get to that right after this from Jack.
Well, listen, Phil's back in action tonight.
Yeah,
and you can get tickets. Last minute tickets.
Really?
On the Game Time app.
Oh, come on.
You've heard me talk about the Game Time app.
I have.
It is an amazing place to go and get tickets for the ball game. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball that's made it faster and easier to get to the ballpark than ever before. With Game Time's all-in pricing, you can see the total cost of your tickets up front, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. Go on the app to see a panoramic view from your seat so you know exactly what you're buying. Plus,
that's a good feature, by the way.
It is a great feature. You don't know where you're sitting.
You don't just see the location. You actually see what you're looking at.
That's right.
Yep.
And if you're thinking about heading down to the ball game tonight, Game Time has incredible last-minute deals. You can check out the Game Time app, and prices go down the closer it gets to first pitch. So get to the Game Time app, and if you want to get down to the ball game, of course. And you can feel secure in your purchase thanks to their lowest price guarantee and Game Time ticket coverage, the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Coming up at 4:00-ish, Elliot Shore Parks will be here. We'll get to get his reaction to that tedious press conference with Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. Your calls in a second, 215-592-9494. But before that, we were talking about Howie getting a little prickly at a Hassan Reddick question in the press conference, and this is what happened.
Follow up on Hassan, you referred to it as bittersweet and a win-win. What do you think the upside is for trading Hassan for the conditional pick a couple of years down the line?
Well, the pick's not conditional. We're getting a pick, so I don't really think I understand the question.
It's a third round from a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what do you think the upside is for trading Hassan with a year left in his deal in his prime for the pick that you've got?
Well, I think you're asking a question in a vacuum without all the other factors. So, I mean, if we want to talk about all the factors that go into building the team and the resources that we put into each position, we can do that. But I don't think the question's really fair and accurately describes the transaction.
Can I say something? First of all, it was a fair question. It was a totally normal question. I can't stand when a coach or a general manager berates a media member with a normal question because they don't know how to answer it. It was clear that Howie didn't know a politically correct way to answer the question, did not expect a Hassan Reddick question. It is a conditional draft pick. It's literally a conditional draft pick. And if you're saying he's asking the question in a vacuum, well, if there are other circumstances around the trade, how is the reporter supposed to know if you do not tell him?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like if you don't
wanna, I thought it was a
innocuous question.
Yeah.
if you don't want to answer it, if there are things behind closed doors mm-hmm. that go into a decision that you don't want to answer, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to answer anything. But I do get a little irritated when you try to make the guy sound like dumb or like he's trying to trick you or trap you. There was nothing. Saying what is the upside of trading Hassan Reddick for a draft pick is an easy question to answer if you feel like answering it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the report, and I'm not sure who it was, just basically asked what is the upside of trading Hassan in the prime of his career
for a
conditional draft pick, like,
which is exactly what happened.
Yeah,
come on, Ike. That was the bulldog you ran. Yeah.
Was that you, Ram?
Yeah, it was bulldog.
Oh, I didn't even know that was you.
See, and Howie treating Uram like that. What are we doing?
That's how we treat him here, though.
Justice for Uram.
I mean, that's when we see him, we do the same thing.
Well, so. We've known him for years.
Not me. I don't do that.
No, not at all. Yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Everyone else. Angelo.
Yeah, I don't do that to Uram.
Yeah, I wouldn't, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually
That's what I'm saying. That's not a bad decision.
You see,
I wanted to make sure I distanced myself from Jack with that nod.
Yeah.
But you told me the other day about it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ziggy and Lehigh, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so listen, since Jack had his son, he's kind of fallen a few rungs, so to speak, at home. And he's been very, very stressed about a lot of things, and he just needs
unwound your butt cheeks
identity. So, can't you please, Godfather, grant me this one wish and make Jack part of the title of the show somehow?
Thank you, Ziggy.
Help him out. Yeah, no problem. So, listen. Also, I'm just want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
Why are you willing to ruin your show on the first day by insisting we don't need defense? We need to trade up to the best cornerback that there is. I don't care.
Not going
to
work.
I don't want to hear anything else. No.
Not going to work.
No, we need a guy that's going to be around for 10 years.
Sign one.
We need one.
We
need one somehow. Yeah, okay, fine, sure. Yeah, we got too many picks anyway. We can't. How many picks do we have, 11 or something? We're not going to put that many guys on the roster. So, yeah, trade some away, whatever. But we need a lockdown cover. We've got to have that.
Honestly, thank you for the call, Ziggy. I would rather, if you gave me a choice between a guy who wrecks the line of scrimmage on defense and a cornerback, I will take the guy who causes havoc every time. The guy that getting pressure on the quarterback makes cornerbacks look better. And I'd be terrified of taking a cornerback in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it never
works.
Primarily
because you don't believe in the Eagles could pick one.
Either that, well, unfortunately, all I do is ever look at the Eagles. So I don't know if the hit rate on cornerbacks in the first round is generally lower than other positions. I just feel like here.
Right.
Well,
we haven't taken one since Lito.
Well, in the second round,
2001.
We had, what's his name?
Sidney Jones.
I always forget his name. Sidney Jones didn't. I don't know.
Conklin's best works, though.
Sidney Jones?
The Sidney Jones song, yeah. He didn't recover after that.
I
don't know if he would ever recover. Did he recover before that?
Did he play after here?
Yeah, he went to
Seattle.
Was it Seattle? Yeah. Oh, it was Jacksonville. No, oh, he did both. You might be right, Seattle.
He did both.
Would you be, how confident would you be in them taking a cornerback in the first round to contribute this year?
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, yeah. I would go with a 7.
With 10 being the most confident?
Yeah.
That's pretty confident.
Yeah. I look at the corners and I say, now guys may turn out and be bust. Like I can't fault the Eagles for drafting a guy that is projected to go where the Eagles select him because other teams have him rated that high as well. I fault the Eagles when they overdraft a guy, when they try to prove they're the smartest people in the room and you take a guy from a school that nobody had watched play or this and that and the other instead of taking the obvious guy there. You take the obvious guy and he doesn't pan out, that's less on them and it's more on the player, in my opinion.
Sure.
Because sometimes you can do all the measurables, you can do all those things, watch the film, and you say, this guy's a quality player. We can take him. We can use him. And then if he comes in, he doesn't have the work ethic or whatever. I don't necessarily fault the Eagles on those situations. Like, I don't blame the Eagles for taking Derek Barnett. They took Derek Barnett where a lot of teams thought Derek Barnett would go.
Right? He wasn't a reach.
Yeah, he wasn't a reach. Now, Marcus Smith, that's different. Danny Watkins, that's different.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Andre Dillard, really we blame when we fought the Eagles. Obviously, he turned out to be a bad player. But they hadn't met with him prior to drafting him.
And one of the things that was questionable about Andre Dillard was how much he wanted to be out there.
Play
hurt, all those sorts of things. And if you don't meet with him, that's a harder thing to ascertain.
How do you vet those things? So, so they get blamed for that. So it depends on what corner it is. So I'll give you an example. If they were to take Cooper DeJean or Nate Wiggins there with that pick, I would be happy with the pick. But if the player turns out to be a bust, I'm more upset at the player than I am the Eagles for taking that player. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. So coming up next, the one, the only, Elliot Shore Parks has come up here from the NovaCare facility. So
he got all the answers he needed.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I heard two questions from Elliot.
He led out the press conference today.
He did?
Yeah.
Howard style.
That says something.
Yeah.
What did it say? Did they respect him?
They knew he wasn't going to ask a hard question.
Wow!
We will get Elliot's
the Schwarber of leadoff questions. Wow!
Wow! You're saying he's an easy mark for
Elio.
Oh my God! Elliot, next. Oh no! The new afternoon show on WIP.